Well, I had been studying at home the lettuces in the Bible. I always remember Jack's phrase, and it's the term "let us." And I shared with Erlene that I just looked at all the references starting in Genesis, and I'm starting to work through and finding out who the "us" is in every verse. And so that's not what we're speaking on tonight. But if you ever get a chance to study the lettuces, it is wonderful. But like I said, the Lord knows what we need when we need it. And Sunday morning, when Gordon was in Philippians, and I don't remember which exact scripture he read at that time, but this phrase jumped out at me, and I don't know exactly how he worded it, but this is how the Lord brought it to me, was, "How does Christ see me?" And I've really been thinking about it, meditating about it since Sunday morning. And I have to say, with all honesty, as I've studied, that there are some things in my life that Christ does not like. And as we read these scriptures, I hope that you're encouraged, as I was encouraged as I studied. It has also brought along correction, enlightenment, and exhortation. And I just want the Lord to be glorified tonight, because this was for me. And so, just, I'd like to start in Jeremiah 17:9. And really, the Lord started dealing with me when Gordon started Proverbs. I'm going through, and at home I went through all of the Proverbs, and I went through verse by verse, and so the Lord really started dealing with my heart prior to this message. But praise the Lord. Anyway, Jeremiah 17, I want to start with verse 9. And it looks like I have a lot of scripture, but hopefully it won't be that long. Verse 9 and 10. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." And I thought about that, and I looked up what the word "reins" means. Because in the natural, I know what I think it means, but it's down to our innermost being. I mean, the deepest part of us. God searches those things. And he sees those things which we would like to keep hidden from everyone, including themselves, or himself. And I'm sorry, there's a little spider crawling on here, and I can just see him crawling on my paper, and I'm going to freak out, so excuse me. He's just a little tiny, but I don't like spiders inside. But anyway, you know, and reins, it was talking about all the organs of our body. I mean, it's every part of our being that he searches. I'd like to go to Psalms 139, verse 1. There's a glare. I like the light, but there's a glare on my thing. There we go. Let's start in verse 1. "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest mine down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether." And this is an understanding that sometimes I have to be reminded over and over again. He knows every little thing about us. There's nothing that he doesn't know before we do it, say it, hear it, or anything like that. He has already has it in his knowledge. And I'm going to skip down to verse 23. And this is a song I was really wanting to sing, but we couldn't get it together. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts.
and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And my desire, our desire, should be that daily we ask Him for our guidance and His leading. And He will expose those things that are ugly to us if we're willing to face it and willing to let Him show us what's going on deep inside. Psalm 17:3. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress thee. I thought on that, and I thought, this is my ultimate desire, is that He would look on my heart and find nothing in me that does not honor Him. That's my desire. It should be my desire. Proverbs 4:23. Whoops. Ended up back where I was. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That means all our thoughts and our ideas are brought forth from our heart. We need to protect it and be careful of what enters into our heart. And I thought that would include anger, hatred, deceit, or any manner of evil thoughts or desires. We need to protect our hearts from that. And I remember Erlene's example, you know, she's told us that when you think it, it's just as bad if you act on it. You think you know, and I've thought of this. There was somebody that I was ready to, if I had a way to do it, I probably would have killed him. And I was guilty of that in my mind. We just, out of our heart comes the issues. How we think. And, you know, I sad to say that I have family members that, you know, I hear what comes out of their hearts. My heart aches because of the things that they say about one another and do. It just, I don't want to be that way. I want my words to honor God. Proverbs 19:21. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And I thought about that, you know. What does that mean? And to me, it means that there are so many things that come into our hearts and in our lives, and we have an old nature. Even though we're a new creation in Him, we still have an old man. And those old devices are still there. And if we let them, they can influence us. But the only thing that's going to stand and truly stand before the Lord is the things of Him that we have in our hearts. Because when He tries our hearts, that's the only thing that's going to stand before Him. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and good. And the only thing I can think of that is, He knows. There is no place we can hide. There's no place we can hide within ourselves or physically anywhere on this earth that we can hide from the Lord. But especially we can't hide within ourselves anything from the Lord. Luke 6:45. Sorry, it's turning into a scripture, huh? A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And we speak what we have in our heart. Whether it's good or bad. Like I said, we still have an old nature that every once in a while it'll rear up its head. And I'm just as guilty as anyone else. That sometimes the things I speak aren't good. They're not honoring God. 1 Chronicles 28. And verse 9. And this is from David, spoken to his son Solomon. And David was called a man after God's own heart. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. And I thought of that word perfect heart, or that phrase, a perfect heart. None of us are perfect, but it's talking about our attitude. That's my understanding of it. It's talking about our attitude toward God, that we need to come before Him with the right attitude and be willing to listen to what He has to say, because He searches it and He understands anything that we can think of. There's nothing new hidden, nothing new to the Lord. 1 Peter 3. Verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. And I thought of that, and the only thing I could think of was, let the things of the Lord shine in our hearts, and they're going to be manifested outwardly. It's not our work, but it's what the Lord does in our hearts. And it will show. Hebrews 4. Verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. God's word will correct when it's needed. It will cut you like a knife in the innermost parts of your being. And it says, all things are naked and open to him. Nothing is hidden from him. And as I was studying, you know, David was called a man after God's own heart. doesn't mean he didn't sin. He did. And we know that according to man's thinking, he did some terrible things, you know. But it was his attitude toward God and God's correction and God's leading and God's guidance that made it to where God said, he's a man after my own heart. When we sin, or when the Lord is showing us the ugliness that is hitting within us, what is our attitude? What is my attitude? Can I be called someone after God's own heart? Can you? And that's what the Lord gave me. So I hope that the Lord just bless you. Anybody have any comments or anything first? Oh, that's from the Lord.